The first agreement, I will accept what is. I will accept what is. I accept where we are and where you are right now. I will not try to influence you or tell you what you should do. Instead, I will focus on my own well-being while remaining supportive and respectful to you. I commit to using appropriate boundaries and self-care to help me cope with difficulties appropriately as we hope for a positive outcome. In any relationship, one of the most profound and challenging lessons we can learn is the art of acceptance. The first agreement, I will accept what is about embracing the present reality of your relationship and your partner as they are, without trying to force change or exert control. It's a commitment to acknowledging the current state of your relationship and focusing on your well-being while also remaining supportive and respectful of your partner. Acceptance doesn't mean resignation or giving up on your hopes or dreams for the relationship. Instead, it's about recognizing where you are right now and making peace with it. It's about understanding that while you can influence certain aspects of your life, you cannot control everything, especially not another person. This agreement is rooted in the idea that true peace and harmony in a relationship come from acceptance, not from trying to mold your partner or the relationship into what you think it should be. Let's break down what this means in a practical sense. The power of acceptance. At its core, acceptance is about letting go of the need to control outcomes. Many of us enter relationships with certain expectations and about how our partner should behave, how the relationship should progress, and what our shared future should look like. While having hopes and aspirations for your relationship is natural and healthy, problems arise when these expectations become rigid and inflexible. When we hold on to them too tightly, we may begin to try to control or manipulate our partner's behavior to fit our vision. This often leads to frustration, disappointment, and conflict. Acceptance, on the other hand, is about acknowledging that you cannot control your partner's actions, thoughts, or feelings. It's about respecting their autonomy and recognizing that they are on their own journey, just as you are on yours. By accepting your partner as they are, flaws, strengths, and all, you create space for genuine connection and understanding. This doesn't mean you have to agree with everything they do or like every aspect of your relationship. Instead, it means you choose to focus on your own growth and well-being while supporting your partner in their own process. How to practice acceptance. Practicing acceptance is a daily commitment that requires self-awareness and a willingness to let go of control. Here are some steps to help you cultivate acceptance in your relationship. Number one, shift your focus inward. Instead of trying to change your partner, turn your attention inward. Ask yourself, what can I do to improve my own well-being? Focus on your emotional health, your personal growth, and your own happiness. This doesn't mean ignore the relationship, but rather recognize that the only person you can truly change is yourself. Number two, recognize and release control. Pay attention to moments when you feel the urge to control or influence your partner. When these moments arise, pause and ask yourself why you feel the need to control. Is it coming from fear, insecurity, or a lack of trust? By identifying the root cause, you can begin to release the need to control and instead approach the situation with acceptance. Number three, set healthy boundaries. Acceptance doesn't mean tolerating behavior that harms you or the relationship. It's important to set and maintain healthy boundaries that protect your well-being. Communicate your boundaries clearly and kindly to your partner, and remember that enforcing them is an act of self-respect, not control. Number four, practice self-care. Acceptance can be challenging, especially when things aren't going the way you hoped. That's why self-care is essential. Engage in activities that nurture your body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's spending time in nature, practicing mindfulness, or engaging in a creative hobby, self-care helps you stay grounded and resilient. Number 5, support without attachment. Offer your partner support, but do so without attachment to a specific outcome. For example, if your partner is going through a difficult time, you can offer empathy and assistance without trying to fix the situation. Accept that they may need to go through their own process and that your role is to be a supportive presence, not a fixer. The benefits of acceptance. When you commit to accepting what is, you begin to experience a shift in your relationship dynamics. Rather than being a source of frustration or conflict, acceptance can bring about a sense of peace and understanding. Here are some of the benefits you may notice. Reduced conflict. When you stop trying to change your partner, you eliminate a significant source of tension in the relationship. This doesn't mean that disagreements will never happen, but it does mean that you approach them from a place of respect and understanding rather than control. Deeper connection. Acceptance fosters a deeper emotional connection. When your partner feels accepted as they are more likely to feel safe, loved, and understood. This creates a strong foundation for intimacy and trust. Personal growth. By focusing on your own growth rather than trying to change your partner, you open the door to personal development. You may find that you become more patient, empathetic, and resilient. Greater happiness. Acceptance leads to greater happiness because it frees you from the constant struggle to control or change things that are beyond your control. Instead, you can focus on what you can control, your own actions, thoughts, and attitudes, and find contentment in that. Acceptance in action. Imagine a scenario where your partner has a habit that annoys you. Perhaps they're constantly late, or they don't clean up after themselves as much as you'd like. Instead of nagging or trying to change their behavior, acceptance would mean acknowledging that this is something your partner struggles with and choosing to approach the situation differently. Maybe you set a boundary for how you'll manage your time or take steps to keep your space clean in a way that works for you without harboring resentment. By accepting what is, you also open the door for open and honest communication. You can express your feelings and needs without the expectation that your partner must change. This approach fosters mutual respect and allows for a more collaborative relationship where both partners feel heard and valued. Conclusion. The first relational agreement, accepting what is a powerful tool for creating a more peaceful, respectful, and loving relationship. It's a commitment to let go of control, focus on your own well-being, and support your partner without attachment to specific outcomes. As you practice acceptance, you'll likely find that your relationship becomes stronger and more harmonious, built on a foundation of mutual respect and understanding. Acceptance is not always easy, but it is deeply rewarding. By embracing the present moment and accepting your partner as they are, you create the conditions for a truly fulfilling relationship, one where both of you can grow, thrive, and connect on a deeper level.